Welcome back to USHJA On Course. I'm Teresa, and this month we're celebrating jumpers with Zoe Brogdon, a young rider who is making her mark on the sport in more ways than one. Jumper Month is the third of 4 months highlighting everything USHJA has to offer its members, from education to equitation. Follow along on social media with the hashtag #WeAreUSHunterJumper so you don't miss a thing. Now for our guest. Zoe Brogdon got her start in the horse world through the Compton Junior Equestrians and now has a few meter 10, meter 15 national championships under her belt. In 2021, she topped zones 9 and 10's Markel USHJA Zone Jumper Team Championships, claiming individual gold, and took reserve champion in the USEF USHJA meter 10, meter 15 Children's Jumper National Championships at the 2021 Marshall & Sterling Insurance USHJA National Championships. She ended the year as the meter 10, meter 15 Hody champion in Zone 10. Join me as we talk about her love for jumpers and how she's making strides towards bettering the sport both in and out of the saddle. Hello.
Hello.
Jump right in. Tell me how you got started riding.
I started riding around 9 years old, and I started at a summer camp, and it was right next to LAEC, Los Angeles Equestrian Center. And when I was there, I really found a love for it. I was running around everywhere, asking to ride every horse and just really having a good time. And this was happening like at the end of the summer, and all the other summer camps were kind of closed down and people are starting to go back to school. But my school started in September. So my mom was trying to find something for me to do. So I'm not just sitting at home, not doing anything or wandering about her job, just causing mayhem. But in that summer camp, the teacher actually said, wow, she really has like a knack for this. She really enjoys this. You should continue to pursue this. And she told this to my mom, and my mom was like, oh my gosh, how much will this cost?
the iconic parent question.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And from there, she found a place called Compton Junior Equestrians. And during the school year and during summer times, I would go there and really learn how to ride.
So we're going to circle back to that in a little bit later. But first, where are you with your riding now?
I'm currently jumping around a meter 20, a meter 25, and I hope to get to the meter 35 level at the end of the year and start to do mini Grand Prix.
Ooh. So what is it about jumpers that has you hooked? What do you love about it so much?
I love going fast. I'm kind of a speed demon, a little bit of a daredevil. And I'm a very active person in my everyday life as well. I enjoy rock climbing and a lot of just active activities. So when it comes to horseback riding, I really love the thrill of it. And I really enjoy just the speed of it all, how intense it can be. I just love everything about it. I mean, especially the horses. That's really cool. No other sport allows you to have that kind of energy and combination of powers, like to accomplish one goal. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried dabbling into the other disciplines as well?
I have. That definitely went and goes. I started actually in equitation. I wasn't terrible at it, but the horse that I was riding with could not jump on grass for the life of him, would not do it. He would step foot on it, and right as we go to the first jump, immediately stops. And that really discouraged me for a while. And right as we go to another show, it has grass, horse is still not jumping on grass. It was really sad. So the last day, instead of just going home, packing up and essentially just giving up on it, we decided to just put me in one other class that happened to be a jumper class in a sand arena. Mm-hmm. The horse jumped perfectly. And I was like, jumpers, no sand, let's do it. So that's when I switched over to do jumpers. Later on, I've had to jump in grass arenas and I actually really enjoy it. But that was kind of my switch off from equitation to jumpers. And from there, I really thrived. And, to come to your questions, I also did a little bit of Western riding. So from there, I was able to learn a little bit of Western, a little bit of the disciplines behind it. I tried barrel racing, never competed in it, but I got to learn a bit about it, which was really cool. Oh my gosh. And I've also done vaulting, which is amazing. I love vaulting. I would love to do that again.
So this past year, you had an experience at the Markel USHJA Zone Jumper Team Championships.
Yep.
You did very well.
Oh, you know, I did okay.
Just casually a gold medalist. So tell me about your experience. It's kind of a long week and there's a lot of different phases to that.
This was my first time ever going to zones. And it was an incredible experience all the way through. I really enjoyed it. But when I first started, we had to find our team leaders and then meet with our team so we can discuss our game plan, the order of go, and all that. I was a little late. I'm a punctual person, but this time I was late. And so they put me first in the order, and I was like, okay, that just means first day I go first.
Yeah.
They lied to me. Every single day I went first, no matter what, first out of as many people that there could be. It was tragic. And I get very nervous going first. So in my mind, I was like, you know what? We're not even going to go for a win. We're just going to go and have fun. And that's what we did. We had a lot of fun there. And each day I went clean, which is, thank you, Ninja. You're incredible. Because I have made some questionable distances, but it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. And then in the end, although my team didn't end up placing, because of each day I went clean, I was able to go and compete for individual medals. And then I ended up coming out on top, which is awesome. Like, I was not expecting that. No one told me also that there was an individual medal. So it was just like, okay, now you're doing this. I'm like, wait, what? So that was really cool.
Had you ever competed on a team like that before?
No, I have not. I've never done anything like that. Besides, like, at home, we pretend to be on teams and compete and do little things.
It very much emulates the upper levels of the sport, which a lot of times that you don't get to touch until you're up there. And then all of a sudden it's the first time you're running on a team. So it's fun that the Zone Jumper Team Championships kind of bring that to more attainable levels for the majority of riders.
Definitely.
So you said you didn't know that there was individual gold, but you came away with it. So What was that feeling like, especially if you were surprised?
It was such a joy. It was incredible. Oh my gosh. How do I even explain all of it? we had essentially two or three classes on that day to just determine who was going to be in our bronze, our silver, and our gold. And to be able to go through and watch everyone else, I was like, wow, they can really just beat me right now. And that would be, you do your thing. I'm proud of you. I was just expecting to just do what I've done the entire week, which is go in, have fun. You don't have to go for really the fastest time, but just try not to knock anything down. Mm-hmm. And honestly, slow and steady sometimes wins the race. So that's kind of what happened there. And then on the last round, which was me and another actually teammate, were competing for gold. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that person fell down. I was like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. This means if I don't fall, I can do it. And that was just an incredible experience. Right as I crossed the finish line, I feel like if I had a video, you could see me like, I'm throwing my fist in the air. I'm just screaming, yes. And I was just, it was pure joy. Just, I was feeling on top of the world.
Oh, that's amazing. So because of that, you also were then invited to participate in the Gold Star Clinics. So take me through what that was too, because there's a lot of education and learning that kind of comes through that week.
Well, during that week, because of how intense it was, we decided to give my horse a break. And so we didn't end up taking him to the Gold Star Clinic. However, one of my friends allowed me to ride their green horses. I was like, this could be fun. I'll enjoy this. And it was really fun, actually. The horse's name was Oriana. I'm forgetting how old she is. I want to say 4 or 5.
Ooh, baby.
And yeah, just a baby. I'm like, okay, I've never done this before. Let's do it. But everyone else is jumping the heights that they were jumping for their zones. So people were jumping 10s, 20s, 30s, 35, 40. And then I'm the only person. I'm like, I'm going to do a 0.90. Woo. But even still, everything was a learning experience. It was really fun. And I've never really ridden such a green horse before. So I was learning her. She was learning me. She was learning to jump a little bit. I was learning to sit her jump. Everything was, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And then my clinicians, oh my gosh, love my clinician. She was amazing. She dealt with all of my freakouts. Because Oriana, she was huge. Oh my gosh. But she just felt bigger than I've ever sat on before. And I was nervous. And I feel like the horse could tell I was nervous. And then my clinician, the first day, she was like, I know your situation. Calm down. You're going to be fine. And just walked me through every step of the process and all the little things. And even if we would stumble a little bit, we would go back over our workouts and our activities. And she just made it a really calming and really nice experience for me. So kudos to my clinician. She was incredible.
Did you have Kristen or Shyler? Do you remember?
I had Kristen.
She's pretty amazing. You also did some learning outside of the saddle that week too. There's a stable management clinician. I know Diane Langer goes over a lot of things with all of you guys. So what do you think was your biggest takeaway from that week, both in the saddle and out?
That doing something new isn't scary, but it's always good to try. And sometimes you'll come out of there learning a lot more than you would doing something you're comfortable with.
It definitely sounds like it was a good learning experience for the horse you were riding too.
Definitely.
So then rewinding back a little bit to November, you were also at our national championships and had an amazing week there.
That was a lot of fun.
Take me through that experience. That's a long week. There's a lot of competition. That's a huge, amazing venue.
How do I even start? I've never been out of state for a competition before. The facility was really cool. We got to stay kind of underground of a casino. That was new. That was incredible. I really enjoyed it. And my horse was, he was thriving. He was having a really good week. Still going clean in every class except for my last class. But we're not going to worry about that. I'm surprised he even dealt with me the entire time because I can get very nervous very quickly with new experiences and new spaces. So when I was there, I was like, okay, I don't know where I'm going. This is my arena. Cool. What am I doing in here? And it took me a minute to get adjusted, but thankfully my horse, I trust him. He trusts me. So because of our bond, it makes it very easy to just hone in on what we're doing in the task at hand and get done what we have to get done. And on the second day of competition, actually, I just lost my stirrups over, I think, the second jump. Couldn't get them back for the life of me. I don't know why. And I was really struggling. But I was like, you know what? Nothing I can do about it now. We're going to jump the whole course, no stirrups. And that's what we did. We jumped the whole course, no stirrups, still following the plan of every inside turn when we need to speed up here, slow down there, you know, and ultimately it went so well. We won that class and the entire thing without stirrups. Ah, that was so fun. And I finished clean, but then right after I crossed the timers, I fell right off. But it wasn't that bad of a fall. Right after I crossed the timers, I am going to pet my horse and say, good job. Thank you. That was awesome. I just roll off his side and I kind of just do a little somersault off of him. He's having a good time. He's running around. He's like, wow, how lovely. My back feels light now. That was just such a fun day. That was very funny.
He just casually won the class, but landed in the dirt at the end. It's fine.
Yeah. Hold on until you cross the timers.
And then you finished that week as reserve champion.
I did.
Another like great ribbon to put up on your wall and accolade to have. You really had one heck of a 2021.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You touched on it a little bit earlier, but what is your next goal?
I think my next big goal is to do mini Grand Prix. I've already done one of them, which is fantastic. I won my first Grand Prix, actually.
Wow.
I was so proud of myself. It was on Halloween. And me personally, Halloween is my favorite holiday. I love dressing up. And I've never celebrated Halloween, like at a show. So I didn't wear a costume. I kind of made a costume last minute and I looked weird. And everyone else was looking gorgeous. And I know Amanda Gomez, she was Wonder Woman. So she looked awesome with a cape. I was like, man, I should have gotten a cape. This would have been really cool if I won the class and wore a cape. But I actually really enjoyed it. It was really fun. And I was at Hanson Dam. So it was home. It was kind of like a home game for me. And all of it, that was just so fun. It was a meter 25 class, I believe. And I was still getting comfortable with that height, but I was like, you know what? Let's go in there, have a good time. And that was just the best start to like the 3-day weekend that was Halloween.
Next, you have the Washington International Costume Class.
Oh yeah, that's the goal.
Start prepping your costume now.
I am ready. I have so many ideas. The next one, I'm going to be a party. Ninja's going to be the animal. And together we're a party animal.
I love it.
I am very excited for that.
I said earlier, we would circle back to it. For anyone who's listening who doesn't know, what is Compton Junior Equestrians?
Compton Junior Equestrians is a nonprofit program that was developed to help inner city youth in Compton, California and the surrounding areas. It was formed in the late 1980s in response to the lack of programs available to youth in the community who are at risk of dropping out of school, incarceration, poverty, et cetera. And from there, it has blossomed into such a beautiful program, helping people of color in the community learn to ride and keeping them off the streets.
So how impactful has that organization been on your riding journey? Obviously, it played a big part from camp then to continue your riding to a national champion.
Definitely. So impactful. I still work with them to this day. It wasn't just a summer camp for me. It was my family. It became a whole lifestyle for me. It's like without the Compton Junior Posse, I would not be who I was or who I am or what I am doing. All of it, they are my foundation. So they really are the most impactful thing in my life.
Because of that, you have also had some really cool opportunities out of the saddle. Well, related to horses still, but out of the saddle.
Yes.
So tell me about those.
Oh, okay. From the Compton Junior Equestrians alone and Compton Cowboys, I've been able to train with Will Simpson, which has been phenomenal. Oh my gosh, he is so cool. He recently moved to Florida, which is like, I can't see you as often. But during the time, he was truly just such a bright light and kind of teaching me how to ride properly. I can always ride bareback at Come to Your Questions when I was little, but once I started to develop my skills a bit more technically, he was such a good trainer for me. They also introduced me to the trainer I still work with now, Victoria Ferber, and she is actually the person that just has really brought me up in this sport. She has been such a, oh my gosh, she is incredible. I love her. And just truly has made me into the rider, has created my foundations and basics. So without her, I would not have the skill set to be able to ride as well as I do today. I've had the opportunity to ride with Jessica Springsteen in a clinic. That was a combination of the Compton Cowboys and the Michael Nyhaus Scholarship with Dale Harvey in the West Palms. And that was incredible. Oh my gosh. And just that entire interaction was incredible. I can say I've met two placing medalists in the Olympics. That's amazing. And I've had the opportunity to work with them, which is awesome. And then I've had the opportunity to ride so many different horses. So just from them alone, I've been able to do quite a lot of things in this sport. And then, oh my gosh, I forgot. At the saddle, I've been able to work with Beyonce. Like, how did I forget that?
I was going to say, girl, you got to sneak in Beyonce.
On multiple occasions, I've been able to work with her twice, which is, oh my gosh, to be able to say I've been in Beyonce music video is like, I made it in life. I really made it, which is, she smiled at me. Oh my gosh, she smiled at me. I was sitting on the shoot for her most recent video for the King Richard soundtrack, Be Alive. And I'm just sitting, I'm wearing my all neon. I look like a tennis ball. And I just look to my right as I'm like stuffing my face with like potato chips. And she's looking at me and she smiles and I smile with my face just full of food. So it was like one of those like chubby bunny challenges. And I just looked so bad. Let's just hope she does not remember the interaction. I was like, that is who Zoe is.
When you were doing that, did you know that it was going to open for the Oscars?
Not at all. Not at all. They actually did not tell us anything about this. They're like, you guys are just going to be here and walk with a horse. I'm like, cool. Mm-hmm. What's this for? They're like, we can't tell you. So I was like, okay, awesome. It was a complete surprise. We had like hints being dropped along the way. And I was like, none of these are helpful. Only Keenan and Randy, those are two of the members of the Compton Cowboys, knew truly what was going on, but they didn't want to tell us. They were saying this was a whole surprise. And we were able to just walk with the horse. And actually two of the actors from the movie himself, it was actually the two sisters that played Venus and Serena in the movie. So we were walking with them as one of the opening shots for that music video, which is like, oh my gosh, I'm in the opening shot of an Oscar. Oh my gosh. And all my friends saw it at school.
That's amazing. And like, so empowering. That's incredible. So you, obviously, you do a lot of advocating for change in the sport. What is your driving factor behind that?
I've always loved to be an advocate for brown and black kids around, like everywhere. I love to be able to help them in any way I can and kind of be a bit of a light and direction of what they would like to do. I love to be able to spread the message that truly anybody can do anything they want and we are not limited by our circumstances. So to be able to be that kind of a role model in a way is truly all I wish and hope to do.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope to see from the sport in the future? And how do you think anyone can kind of help us get there?
I hope the sport becomes a little bit more popular. I want it to be inclusive. I want to be popular. I want people to look at equestrian as they do tennis or golf. People from all walks of life are excited to come and watch a competition. That would be incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that equestrians of color can encourage a more diverse audience to watch that, as well as more people to actually come into the sport and try it themselves. And it's going to take a little bit of time to get there, but I mean, social media is a huge thing right now. So in a way, through social media, kind of like the podcast we're doing right now, TV, just in a way, just really try to incorporate equestrian as if it was just one of those major, major sports in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's so important that our sport stays inclusive and accessible to so many people.
Definitely.
Kind of going to a little bit more of a positive thought, how do you think the sport has already started changing for the better?
Totally. The sport has started to change for the better because there are some companies that started to partner with organizations such as CJE, whose mission is to help kids and give them resources that they need to help bridge that gap and allow those kids who might not have the financial needs to do this. And then there's also the West Palms Events Management Company that is one of the largest horse show management companies in the U.S. And it also has the Michael Nyhaus Scholarship and Grant that supports younger riders who also have a passion to compete but lack the financial means to do so. And I just think both of those things are just really big steps in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to another young rider that is looking up to you right now?
I would just say, have fun. Have fun with your sport. Remember, it's always a sport. It's a game. And although we win and lose, and sometimes we're going to have major emotions with it, just have fun with it. That's all you can do.
You kind of answered this before, but we ask everybody who comes on the podcast this question. Why horses?
Why horses? Oh my gosh. Why not horses? That's the best question right there. They're just my life. We understand each other. It's such an unspoken bond, but it is the best bond you can ever have with another creature. It's like magic. Mm-hmm. I could not explain why horses. I can just really say how much I love them and how much our bond and relationship has motivated me in my everyday life. So without them, there's no Zoe. There's no me.
My last little bit, we call the Victory Gallop. It's some rapid fire questions for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better.
Totally.
So bay, gray, or chestnut?
Chestnut.
Don't you have a bay?
Oh my gosh. I do have a bay. Don't tell them I said this, but chestnuts have my heart. My best friend is actually a redhead and I dyed my hair red and I was going through a whole red phase and I'm still in it right now. Although my hair is brown right now, but trust me, give it a couple months, I'm going back red.
What song do you currently have on repeat?
Probably Heaven Can Wait by Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've been really into a lot of his most recent albums. His Escape album is incredible. Mm-hmm. And then I want to say it's one of his more recent, I forget the album, but it's all of like the rejects from other mm-hmm. albums. And I think that album is the most beautiful. Don't know why we are getting rid of them, but just kiss.
What are two things you can't get through a day at the barn without?
My phone and a helmet.
Two very, very good ones.
Very important things. I use my phone 24/7. I'm a little addicted, which is not good for me, but I listen to music all the time. So if I don't have my phone to listen to that music, I am like sitting in silence, not doing anything. And obviously a helmet, because I'm going to go ask if I can ride every single horse possible. So whenever I'm at the barn, if someone's like, hey, would you go do this? I was like, I'm on it. I got it. Trail ride. Let's do it.
Always wear your helmet.
Yep. Most important thing right there.
Do you have a hidden talent?
I could say I'm fairly flexible. I used to be a gymnast, so I can walk on my hands. That is one of my big talents. Yeah.
If you weren't in the equine industry, what would you be doing?
I would probably be drawing 24/7. I'm a big artist. Mm-hmm. And then even though I don't draw as often, because honestly, most of my time is at the barn riding, I still dabble in art. So I would either be painting or drawing in some sense. That would take up a lot of my time.
What is the last TV show or movie you watched?
I watch a lot of TV and I watch a lot of movies. I'm a big movie person. And right now I've been going through a little bit of a kind of like a move, like an old movie bend right now. Just last night, I watched Django Unchained. A week ago, I was able to watch Black Orpheus, which is one of my favorite movies. Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. It's a Brazilian movie. And it's just telling such a gorgeous story through song. I highly recommend that. If you're going to watch any movie, actually just watch Black Orpheus. And then 2 days ago, I ended up watching Bonnie and Clyde. So I jump around.
You have a good variety there.
Yeah, I'm a big horror movie fan. So I watch a lot of scary movies normally, but I guess recently I've been like, let's just go see what else is out there. Let me download something else.
I mean, that kind of goes with the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
What is the most used app on your phone?
TikTok. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
Okay. Lastly, describe your dream horse in 3 words.
Tall, fast, goofy.
There you go. Well, perfect. That is all I have for you. I appreciate you so much being able to take time out of your day to make this happen.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for joining me on another episode of USHJA On Course. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode, and make sure to follow USHJA on social media for all of our latest updates.